Yeah, let's talk about that that recent survey. It was commissioned by the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association. That's the main union for rank-and-file Phoenix police officers, and conducted by OH Predictive Insights. And Phoenix voters reported an overall positive sentiment for Phoenix police. 60%, as a matter of fact, of Phoenix voters say they have a favorable impression of the Phoenix Police Department. Also, this poll found that 70% of Phoenix voters say that crime is a problem in our city,
including 28% who say it is a major problem.
That is Mike Noble, the guy who heads up OH Predictive Insights, the guy whose company conducted this poll. Once again, conducted for the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association. I think we should make that absolutely clear. But having known Mike Noble and known him pretty well for a while, this is a guy who wouldn't just make up numbers for a client. This is actual data from this poll. You know what you do when you're a pollster and you have bad results? You just don't release them. That's what you do. So 70% of the city of Phoenix voters say that crime is a problem in our city. And as he just pointed out, once again,
including 28% who say it is a major problem.
But listen to this. Listen to what Mike Noble has to say about this poll about Phoenix police.
When asked their opinion on the relationship between safety in the city of Phoenix and the police, nearly two-thirds of Phoenix voters say the city of Phoenix would be safer with more police, while only 8% believe we need fewer.
So a lot of people say so much for defunding the police, which, let's be honest here, never came to pass in Phoenix, really. However, anti-cop sentiment, some stated publicly and some not, is still not the path that council members want to take, because residents blame the mayor and the council for current issues, not the police department.
More than 3 in 5 Phoenix voters blame Mayor Gallego and the Phoenix City Council for the current public safety situation, and only 15% say the Phoenix Police Department is responsible.
Yeah. So voters feel pretty good about the Phoenix Police Department as a whole. When asked how they would grade the job Phoenix PD is doing, a large majority of Phoenix voters said they believe Phoenix police officers do a fair or better job, 85%, including more than half, 54%, who said they do a good or excellent job. And voters look negatively at the attempt to remove on-campus police officers from schools, with 71% of Phoenix voters supporting having a police presence in schools, just 20% oppose. And their view of the mayor and the council, not so good. In fact, they're blaming city leaders rather than the cops for the position we're in right now.
Voters are laying much of that blame at the feet of city leadership rather than the police department. An important public sentiment for council members to be cognizant of in their decision making.
Yeah. And remember, you know this, Jamie. We're not at the same levels the city of Phoenix was heading into the Great Recession. Remember, they cut a bunch of officers heading into the Great Recession.
Right.
Governments across the country did that.
Right.
You know, they cut city workers, and city workers, you know, included the police. So we're not even back to that. And how much has our city grown in that meantime?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
You know, like a couple hundred, maybe 300,000 people since that time. I mean, it's amazing the numbers that have joined the city of Phoenix. Now, this is city of Phoenix proper, right? Which I happen to be a resident of. I like to have cops patrolling my streets. I'll just be honest with you. I don't think I'm in the minority with that, right? As this poll shows.
I know. I remember when I was a reporter, I was single and I had my house, had mm-hmm. a big tree out front and mm-hmm. was not in the best of neighborhoods. And I used to let the cops know, hey, while I'm at work, if you want to park under that tree in my driveway right. and do your paperwork, right. by all means.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, seriously,
yeah,
I was like,
absolutely.
Help yourself.
Yeah, if you're a single woman especially, yeah, stop by anytime.
Right.
I'll make coffee for you.
That's right. Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's 5:48
now. That would be carrying it a little too far.
Yeah, okay, all right.